Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and you're listening to a short podcast on Does Size Matter? All right, well, this is my most popular Ask Angelo question, and a preference for large penises may be desirable because it symbolizes manliness and power. And since gay men aren't considered real men in our culture, many gay men may develop deep shame and inadequacy about their manhood. So they may use penis size sort of as a compensation for what masculinity they feel that they lack inside. On the other hand, Freud himself said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. So for whatever reasons, there are men who may prefer big penises. There's also men, though, who prefer small penises. To them, big is not better. And there's many others who don't care either way. It's icing on the cake, they may say. But whatever our preferences, it's important to keep realistic expectations. I often wonder when I look at the gay personals, is everyone 8x6? I mean, where do we get our rulers? I understand how we may like to inflate a bit, but it can certainly get ridiculous. And the porn industry doesn't help. They certainly have some magic ruler. The unfortunate thing is that becomes some sort of false benchmark that people measure themselves against, and then they feel bad about themselves when they can't measure up. It's actually camera tricks and airbrushing and computer graphics that help. But you may be surprised by the numbers that I'm about to tell you about how well you actually measure up. So here's the truth about gay men and penis size. The correct way to measure yourself actually is along the top from the base to the tip. And using Alfred Kinsey's data, Dr. Kinsey, the average human penis was reported to be about 6 inches. Now, he did studies where men self-reported the size of their penis. Now, keep in mind that self-reports, even taking into account that people add about a half inch on, let's say, most men, that's about 90%. So 9 out of 10 men reported that they measured between 5 and 7 inches. Now, over 3/4 of men, that's 75%, said they fell between 5 and 6.5 inches. And slightly over half of men, 54%, said that they fell short of 6 inches. So only 7.5% of men said that they measured over 7 real inches. So out of 100 guys, just 7.5 of them would have over 7 real inches. And that's self-reporting. In the study, it's interesting to note that the people that said that they were gay also reported larger penises. So again, this isn't clear as to whether gay men just like to exaggerate to inflate their sense of manhood, or if in fact, as some have theorized, that because of prenatal hormones that determine gayness, gay men actually do develop slightly larger penises than average. At any rate, I've read a couple more recent studies where someone else did the measuring. One study concluded the average penis was only about 5.1 inches. So who knows for sure what it actually is? But in any event, size is not a measure of manhood. For instance, I work with male-bodied individuals who self-identify as female. They may have huge penises, but they consider themselves not men, but women. Similarly, I work with female-bodied individuals who may have no penis at all, but they don't consider themselves female. They self-identify as men. So size doesn't make the man. So what's your preference? Well, that's it for now. Remember to take care of yourself, and be sure to visit AskAngelo.com, where you'll find many exciting features, including teleseminars, an e-zine, great articles, an online profile where you can chat with other members, polls, and much, much more. So if you live in the New York area, you can attend workshops and retreats, and be sure to look for my book, Straight Acting, coming out March 8th, 2008, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love is the subtitle. So that's all for now. Hope to see you at AskAngelo.com. I'm out.